This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Pope Francis landed in Baghdad Friday ahead of schedule just before 2 p.m. local time for an historic four-day trip, the first to Iraq since his 2012 election. In his first public address on his history-making trip to Iraq, Pope Francis said the minority Yazidis were victims of violent atrocities at the hands of the Islamic State group. The pontiff said, quote, "Here, among so many who have suffered, my thoughts turn to the Yazidis, innocent victims of senseless and brutal atrocities," end quote. He will say mass at a Baghdad church, meet Iraq's top Shiite Muslim cleric, and travel north to Mosul, where the army had to empty the streets for security reasons last year for a visit by Iraq's prime minister. Mosul is a former Islamic State stronghold, and churches and other buildings there still bear the scars of conflict. Francis and the Vatican delegation will be in Iraq until Monday. A protester was shot dead in Myanmar Friday in the latest round of conflict at anti-coup demonstrations as the UN Security Council prepared to meet on the escalating crisis. Despite an increasingly violent crackdown by military authorities that has seen more than 50 people killed, protesters took to streets around the country again to denounce the February 1st coup. The violence has brought condemnation from around the world, with the UN rights chief demanding the junta, quote, "stop murdering and jailing protesters," end quote. The Security Council is set to discuss the crisis later Friday. Red Cross volunteers have been injured while helping people hurt in the Myanmar violence, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies said Friday. A Red Cross official said the injured Myanmar Red Cross volunteers had been providing life-saving treatment to wounded people in line with fundamental principles of humanity, neutrality, and impartiality. This is VOA News. A sharply divided U.S. Senate will begin a contentious debate Friday on a $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill. That is President Joe Biden's first major legislative initiative, with Democrats pressing ahead without any Republican support. The Senate voted Thursday to take up the bill in a party-line 51-50 vote, with Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie. Republicans delayed the start of the debate by forcing the hours-long reading of the full text of the 628-page measure. The Senate is expected to debate the bill 3 hours Friday before considering a multitude of amendments before taking a vote on final passage in a process that could extend into the weekend. Republicans are expected to use procedural maneuvers to slow the process. A Wall Street Journal report says World Health Organization investigators who recently visited China to determine the origins of the emergence of the COVID-19 virus will not release a promised interim report of their findings. The journal account, published Thursday, said the WHO team decided not to release its interim account, quote, "amid mounting tensions between Beijing and Washington," end quote. Another international group of scientists has called for the WHO to conduct a new inquiry into COVID's origins. Britain said Friday it would require people traveling abroad starting March 8th to carry a new form setting out why their trip was permitted under strict lockdown restrictions. Under current lockdown rules, holidays are banned, and only those traveling for specific work or family reasons are allowed to go abroad. The government said the new form would help it to police those rules. Britain has said that people might be able to travel again in mid-May, with more information due in mid-April. A doctor became the first person in Nigeria to receive a coronavirus shot Friday as Africa's most populous country began its vaccine campaign in the capital. Nigeria received nearly 4 million Oxford AstraZeneca doses Tuesday, joining the other countries in Africa to get the shots through COVAX, a global program to provide free inoculations. Nigeria decided to start vaccinations with frontline workers and support staff. A government spokesperson said the president and vice president are due to receive a shot Saturday. Kenya began vaccinating people Friday against COVID-19 with AstraZeneca shots, hoped to help revive the battered tourism-dependent economy of East Africa's richest nation. Nairobi received over a million AstraZeneca doses Wednesday, the first via the global vaccine-sharing COVAX facility. Top of the list are 400,000 health staff and other essential workers. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.